evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's a very cold Friday night here in Washington, but this city is always very, very cold. This is not a very friendly city because we have a lot of bad people here. Those are the people in our government. Our government, I use that term very, very loosely. You know, we've been talking a lot about the big port scandal that's rocking Washington, and we've been talking about it here on the show, and of course the country's buzzing with it. You know, it's very, very interesting. You know, what I haven't heard anyone suggest, except for maybe myself in passing on this program, is that perhaps we should launch a real investigation of this whole matter and find out if President Bush and his family have any financial connections or financial ties to either this particular company, that this Arab-based company that is interested in taking over some of America's major ports. I think that would be an interesting investigation because those of us who have been keeping an eye on the Bush family for a long, long time know that the Bush family have lots of financial links with the Arab elite. So it might be interesting, as I say, just to find out. But, you know, let's be completely honest about this. We just don't want to investigate the Bush family. We need a thorough investigation of all foreign financial interests in this country, whether it's Israeli financial interests or whether it's British financial interests or whether it's Chinese financial interests. I mean, let's not pick on the Arabs. I was going to say the poor Arabs, but we're not talking about poor Arabs here. We're talking about very, very wealthy Arabs. And of course, you know, in talking about investigating foreign financial influence in this country, we have to keep in mind that the Israeli lobby in this country, while it's composed of largely of Americans, people who were born and raised in this country, they have close personal and financial ties to Israel. So in a sense, if we were going to have a complete investigation of foreign influence in Washington, we would have to investigate a lot of these very wealthy families who put up the money for the Israeli lobby in Washington. This scandal over the ports is probably a very good thing if it really opens up public debate on who really runs things in this country. But now that we have Hillary Rodham Clinton, the wife of a president who pardoned that corrupt Zionist financial manipulator Mark Rich in the closing hours of his administration, we have her all of a sudden representing a quote-unquote America First standpoint and saying there should be no foreign interests running security-related things such as our ports. Well, this in a sense also represents the hypocrisy of both the Democratic and Republican leadership on Capitol Hill in Washington. A friend of mine, the inimitable Tony Blizzard, who used to work for the Spotlight and for American Free Press, has commented on Homeland Security Chief Michael Chertoff, who's kind of caught up in the whole. He seems to get caught up in a lot of things, but Tony says, send that satanic-looking and acting Homeland Security chief out to inspect all our ports in an extremely leaky rowboat of some sort in stormy weather. I think that would be a fitting way to deal with our Homeland Security chief because he really isn't concerned about Homeland Security. He never was. He never will be. And, you know, this whole matter of the port scandal, it really shows up the Bush administration for the fraud that it is. Well, folks, we're going for a break right now, and when we come back, I will spice it up a little bit more with some commentary that's sure to upset a lot of people. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Can Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm coming to you from Washington, D.C. Over the break there, there was a commercial for American Free Press, and that's the weekly newspaper that I write for right here in Washington, right here in Capitol Hill in Washington. And I cannot overemphasize the need for you to read American Free Press. I always say it's kind of like a weekly newspaper version of all the good news and information you get on the Republic Broadcasting Network. So don't pass up American Free Press, folks. Some housekeeping information here. On Monday and Tuesday, we have scheduled guests. And it's interesting because one of them is an American and one of them is a Canadian. And both are going to be talking about their experiences in the realm of freedom of speech and free expression, because that is so important to all of us, and particularly not only to those of us who write and speak like I do, but those who listen and read, those who want to get access to independent information from the radio and from television and from the internet and from newspapers and so forth. So the first guest on Monday night will be Paul Tepetti. He's a young entertainer. He's with the band Poker Face. Some of you are undoubtedly familiar with his music and his work. He and his band have played at a lot of patriotic events around the country. Paul's a fine young man, quite a good entertainer, too, and he's having some people try to silence him and to try to destroy him because of his openly patriotic point of view. And Paul's going to talk about that, so I hope you will listen. You know, I hope you listen in on every night, ladies and gentlemen, but on Monday night we'll have Paul Tepetti. Tuesday night we're going to have another Paul, Paul Fromm, F-R-O-M-M, a good friend of mine from Canada, the head of the Canadian Association for Free Expression. He's been active in the defense of Ernst Zundel, who is now in jail in Germany on trial for, oh, guess what, denying the Holocaust. Another victim of the thought control laws that we got hanging over us. So that's Monday and Tuesday. We may have some other scheduled guests, but those are the ones who we now have on the schedule. Now, of course, we're going to have open phones here tonight, so don't forget our number here. It's 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. I've been talking about freedom of expression. I've been going on and on here the last month about my experiences in trying to discuss intelligently the subject of the Kennedy assassination, the subject of my book Final Judgment, on an internet forum. And there's a couple people on the internet forum. All they want to do is talk about what I do or do not believe about the Holocaust, although that has nothing to do with the Kennedy assassination, and they constantly demand that I either endorse or repudiate various things that people I know or who have even been just vaguely associated with me in some time, at some place in the past, the distant past. They want me to either repudiate or endorse it. So today, folks, I got so tired of these demands that I make some statement about the Holocaust. I issued this statement. I said, here's a quote from me. If you want to quote somebody, don't ask me to say, endorse what somebody else said. Here's what I have to say. If organized extremist Jewish pressure groups in the United States continue to push America into the troubles of the Middle East, there will be a Holocaust in the 21st century unlike anything yet imaginable. The reason being that Israel's nuclear threats and extortion have caused an escalation in the arms race. It's one that JFK tried to prevent. And now Israel's dictating the course of world affairs through its manipulation of its suicidal Samson option. And for those of you, ladies and gentlemen, who don't know what the Samson option is, that's what Israel says, that if they're ever threatened, they will set off their nuclear bombs and take the world down with them. That's insanity, folks. So I say, before Israel, in an act of paranoid hysteria, unleashes a nuclear holocaust upon mankind, it's incumbent upon all civilized nations, nations that are signatories to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, to take whatever means necessary, including military action, to dismantle Israel's arsenal of nuclear weapons. That's right, folks. I'm saying we need to get an international coalition to invade Israel and dismantle their nuclear weapons. If Israel resists, the penalty must be sure and certain. No matter how well-funded these organized Jewish pressure groups are in the United States, no matter how respectable the families are who are funding these organizations, they have no right to send American kids off to fight and die in wars to protect Israel. These wars are masked as ventures for the American national interest, and they have nothing to do with America's interests. America and Israel are not one. If we have to take preemptive action to stop these Jewish extremists from continuing to manipulate U.S. foreign policy, well, God forbid, we're going to have to do it. Someday, forceful action may be necessary to put a stop to all this extremism before it gets out of hand, because the United States and the world are threatened with nuclear annihilation as long as Israel persists in its campaign of expansion in the Middle East. If Israel continues to deny the world the right to inspect its nuclear arsenal, that's what it's all about today, folks. Don't let anybody kid you. Okay. Now, we got Jim from Maryland. I'm sure he'll be a calming voice here tonight. Jim, come on up.
Hello there, Mike. How are you doing?
How you doing, Jim?
I'm doing real good. I'm just up the road from you here in Ellicott City.
Okay.
I've listened to a number of shows like yours. This is the first time I've ever called.
Okay.
I'm really thrilled that you're on the air on a regular basis. I've heard you as a guest on so many shows.
Okay.
And I think it's great that we have somebody in D.C. who is saying the kinds of things that you're talking about. One of the things that I've heard over the past couple weeks, a lot of references to people taking the oath of office and talking about what loyalty is and standing up for the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I think this relates to just what you were talking about right now. Do you know what the oath of office is that all the government employees sitting not far from probably where you are in Washington, you know what that oath says that they are supposed to defend?
The Constitution of the United States. I had to think about it.
Although all of us would defend the national territory if we needed to do so, that oath says that you must support and defend, I'll read it to you, support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And I'm just not
foreign and domestic, that's
and
right.
And domestic, yeah, I'm glad you caught that. I was going to point that out again.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what every government employee is sworn to do. That oath doesn't say anything about doing your job well, about, you know, whether you're in Health and Human Services or Department of Justice. It doesn't say I'll be great in DOJ. It says I will defend the Constitution of the United States. And I'm afraid the Constitution is something that nobody knows anything about anymore.
Well, you know, I tell you what, they have essentially dismantled the Constitution piecemeal over the last, since 1913, everybody likes to target that date. That's probably as good a date as any. That was the year the Federal Reserve was ushered mm-hmm. through. I believe that was the year the income tax amendment came in. I think that's the year that the amendment to enact popular election of U.S. senators for three that I can think of, and probably a few other things that I don't know about or things that we've never even taken into consideration. I mean, what do you think?
Well, I agree with you. I wanted to add something. Do you know where that oath comes from that every government employee in Washington, D.C., and throughout the country, they've all had to take that oath?
No,
where
does it come
from? Do you
know
where that oath is based?
No, I don't.
Article 6 of the U.S. Constitution.
Well...
And paragraph number 3.
Well, here I've publicly admitted to the entire world that I didn't know that. But, you know,
well,
I feel pretty comfortable in that because I would guess probably a lot of other people didn't know either.
Including 99% of those people who took that oath themselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if you were to go into the White House and ask those people, they wouldn't know where it came from.
No, I think that's I'd be willing to bet a big pile of money on that. But, you know, Jim, I don't know if you heard the show the other night, but I said something that's been rattling around in my mind for a long, long time. I really do believe, you know, I'll tell you what I think we should add to the Constitution, if necessary, a requirement that any public official, at least any federal official who is or executive branch official, what have you, who is speaking to the public or who is issuing a federal edict of any kind, which involves statements of fact or, you know, assertions of fact, that they should be considered to be under oath when they do that.
Absolutely.
Because if that rule were enforced today, I don't think President Bush would have lied about the weapons of mass destruction. And we know that he lied. We know that Vice President Cheney lied. You know, this would go a long way towards... I think it would go a long way towards at least it might not clean up our government, but it would make our public officials a little bit more wary of telling lies. But you
well,
know,
it certainly would. I don't know if you'll ever get that passed.
No,
dreaming.
No, not with the Congress we have now, and you know, not with the phony leaders we have in so many places, but. But it's something to think about, you know?
Well, it is something to think about. It reminds me of a Twilight Zone show that I saw years ago when I was a kid, where a used car salesman sold a car, and whoever bought that car had to tell the truth. And he sold it to Khrushchev, if I recall correctly. Maybe he should have sold it to somebody else.
Well, Jim, I tell you what, we're temporarily going into a Twilight Zone here. If you want to hang on over the break, we have some very important commercials coming up, so... Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper. I'm coming to you on the Republic Broadcasting Network, trying to bring you a little bit of truth during the next hour.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Welcome back, folks. This is Michael Collins Piper, right here on Capitol Hill in Washington, shrieking and shouting at you through the good offices of the Republic Broadcasting Network. We had a caller on there from Maryland, but he disappeared. I hope the thought police didn't come and get him. But he made a very good point there that our public officials seem to have forgotten that they swear an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States from enemies, both foreign and domestic. And, you know, frankly, if I had to put a bet on it myself, and I generally only bet on the horses, and that occasionally, I would have to say that a good bet is that there are probably more influential enemies of the Constitution and of our freedoms and liberties, more influential enemies here within United States borders than there are without. And that's a pretty scary thought. Speaking of the Constitution, you know, I made a comment there that perhaps we should have a constitutional amendment to put public officials on the spot, that perhaps they should be under oath, considered under oath when they make statements to the public or make statements in writing. And I just want to hasten to add that I'm not one of these people that believes that we should tinker with the Constitution on every given issue. I mean, you know, every special interest group in the country has one proposed constitutional amendment or another, you know. I mean, one both sides of every issue, for God's sake. And I think, you know, that if we basically follow the Constitution as it's essentially constituted, as essentially as it exists now, if we followed it as we should, we wouldn't have we wouldn't have so many of the problems that we have in America today. So I'm not suggesting that we should be out there tinkering. And some of my friends and associates over the years have very carefully monitored these efforts to get constitutional conventions on a variety of issues, you know, whether for a balanced budget amendment or for a pro-life amendment or whatever, you know. And, you know, what one amendment that may sound good to you, you know, you might say, oh, great, we're going to have a constitutional convention and we're going to put that in the Constitution. But you know what? Somebody else may have some other plans and they may come along and put a lot of other things in the Constitution that you don't like. But perhaps it's all a moot point because these internationalists who have taken our Republic of the United States and turned it into the home base, the military base of operations, the financial font for their international empire, they really don't care about the Constitution, and that's pretty sad. So, I'll tell you what, something a lot of you probably don't know, and I discovered it myself back in the years prior to World War II and during World War II, there were a lot of internationalists who were actually suggesting that the United States should merge with Britain. In other words, go back to the mother country and launch this international offensive against fascism and militarism and all sorts of other isms that powerful interests didn't like. And you know what? One of the big advocates of this, a fellow by the name of Clarence Streit, Streit, he said that the mechanism for the United States merger with Britain already existed in the Constitution of the United States. And far be it from me to explain it to you, but in his book Union Now and Union Now with Britain, Clarence Streit said that the 10th Amendment to the Constitution provided that mechanism. So I'll tell you what, a few years ago when I heard a lot of so-called conservatives saying that the 10th Amendment needed to be emphasized and pushed and that this was our mechanism to break up federal tyranny in this country and return states' rights, I started to say to myself, hey, are we being taken for a ride? Are the conservatives consciously playing a game here, leading us into some sort of dissolution of U.S. sovereignty in the name of states' rights? I mean, you know, this is the thing. When I said things like this and when my colleagues at Liberty Lobby tried to point this out, a lot of conservatives were very upset because they said, well, the 10th Amendment is going to be what's going to save America and break up the bad federal government. But I'm here to tell you, folks, back in the 1940s, Clarence Streit, in his book, Union Now with Britain, was saying that this was the way to dissolve national sovereignty. See, I guess my point is this. Things are not always as cut and dried as they appear to be. There are indeed something called wolves. There are indeed wolves in sheep's clothing. And we got to watch out for them. Now, you know, we have a caller here from Maryland. I want to bring him up. We only have a brief moment again before the next break, but I'm going to bring him up. It's Barney from Maryland. Barney, come on up.
How you doing, Mike?
How you doing tonight, Barney?
Okay. Back in the 60s, I used to go to meetings of all the radical groups, the Klan, the Nazis, the FAN, United World Federalists, the Communists, Earth Society, Minutemen, and others.
You'd have made a perfect patsy for some assassination plot.
Hey, I hear you. The U.S. Labor Party, the SDS, Weathermen, Spartacus, the Jewish Defense League, and the Jewish Congress appeared to be composed entirely of Jews.
Okay.
I went to a meeting of the U.S. Labor Party, and we studied communism. Also went to a Spartacus meeting. The Spartacus were the most belligerent of all the groups. I soon got the feeling that if I didn't leave on my own power, there would not be anything left of me but a belt buckle and a wet spot.
Barney, hold that spot. We have to go to a break here. When we come back, we'll pursue that further. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper. I hope you'll call in and join us to chat here tonight. It's 800-313-9443. Right here in the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one National Populist News Weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBN, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com, the store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and I hope you heard that commercial very carefully because, you know, we're not like ABC and CBS and NBC here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. The big drug companies that are poisoning our bodies do not advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and the big soap companies don't advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network. No, they don't, and that's why this is truly, in the classic sense, a listener-supported network. Public television always makes that claim, but you know what? I see some major companies and major foundations advertising on public television and public radio right now. So the real public-supported broadcasting is right here, folks. Okay, well, we got the public out there. Barney from Maryland. Barney, you were talking about your experiences in mixing it up with a wide variety of political groups over the years.
That's right. And the Jewish Defense League still has open maneuvers in New York State. And hearing the claims on shortwave radio that the Zionists are guarding our nuclear assets in the United States and Europe, along with the claim that they are overseeing our telephone system, makes me feel like I've fallen through the seat of the outhouse.
You know, yeah, Barney, you know, I tell you what, I never quite thought of it that way, but I guess that's probably as good an analogy as any. And yeah, it's starting to stink. Starting to stink, Barney. Yeah, you know, this is what we need a congressional investigation of. We need a congressional investigation to find out who in the name of God ever turned the right to guard America's nuclear facilities over to a crazy little country in the Middle East that won't even admit that it has nuclear weapons.
The only thing is, we need a new Congress to do it.
Well, that's the thing, you know. This is what we keep coming back to this in one form or another here, and I've noticed this. You know, I've only been on the air here with the Republic since February 1st, but in various comments to friends and family and talking about my experiences with the callers, that's been one underlying theme that I've detected that people are really fed up with this politics as usual, that people are tired of the whole Democrat-Republican game. People understand what a fraud it is, and that we really need to do something about it.
Yep, I agree.
All right, well, listen, Barney, I appreciate your call. I hope you'll call back again, and let me move on to Spencer from Ohio. Spencer, come on up.
Hi, Michael.
How are you doing, Spencer?
Real good. You mentioned earlier in your program that the Kennedy assassination didn't have anything to do with the Holocaust. Well, that's yes and no, because when you look at the Jack Ruby trial, it had a lot to do with the Holocaust. If you read the transcripts, it all centered around Jewish persecution. And then, of course, there's Alan Dulles. He said in his book, The Craft of Intelligence, which was put out just prior to the Kennedy assassination, that the protocols of the Elders of Zion were essentially a CIA creation, and that is the source of where the 6 million figure originated. And JFK fired Mr. Dulles, and LBJ put him on the Warren Commission.
Well, you know, Spencer, I tell you what, from the perspective you're coming from, I would have to say you're right in that regard. My point being, though, that my book itself had nothing to do whatsoever with the Holocaust. You know, I was talking about something that happened, a very specific event in 1963, but yet the people who are trying to debate me, I did not say debate me, D-E-B-A-T-E, the people who are trying to bait me, B-A-I-T, these people are trying to shift the focus from the very specific charge that I make in the book that Israel was involved in the Kennedy assassination because of JFK's efforts to stop Israel from building nuclear weapons, and they're trying to get this debate going up about the Holocaust. Now, your point is well taken. That was what you're talking about there with this matter of Jack Ruby and so forth. That's true. But you understand the point I'm trying to make here that I didn't write a book about the Holocaust. I wrote a book about the JFK assassination. That would be like if I wrote a book about the issue of trade, and all of a sudden somebody wanted me to state my position on abortion, for example. I mean, they're not related at all, and it's a distraction.
Well,
you see what I'm saying there?
The 6 million figure had to originate from some document somewhere.
Well, I tell you what, you know, if you want to get into that, you can look back and you'll see that back in World War One, Governor Martin Glynn, I believe, of New York, was saying that 6 million Jews had been killed in Europe at that time. I think they said that the Tsar had killed 6 million or something like 6 million Jews had died there. So you know, these figures, you know, you can play the numbers game here, you know. And I one night here in the show, we're going to have someone who is skilled and competent in the forensics of this issue known as the Holocaust. We're going to have someone on to talk about that. But unfortunately, over the years, I've found, and believe me, as a writer for the Spotlight and then for American Free Press and doing radio shows, I find a lot of people who mean well and want to discuss the facts and the myths about the Holocaust, but they don't always have their figures exactly right. So the best way to discuss the issue is to discuss it accurately and intelligently. That way you don't get caught with your pants down and have these liars and deceivers at the Anti-Defamation League and this corrupt hookworm Rabbi Abraham Cooper of the Simon Wiesenthal Center, who called me anti-American. I call him a hookworm.
Well,
you don't have people like this. I don't even want to call them people. You don't want to have creatures of this ilk being able to dispute what you're saying. So, you know, like I say, when I write about the JFK assassination, I want to debate the JFK assassination. I don't want to talk about the Holocaust. But if I write about the Holocaust, I don't want to talk about the JFK assassination. It goes both ways.
Well, as then as is now, the only way to define these acts of treason and these attacks on our American sovereignty and domestic tranquility, and the only way we'll ever get to the bottom of these things is to define it as treason and reestablish the House Committee on Un-American Activities, because that's what the Warren Commission was brought in to do, was to replace the House Committee on Un-American Activities.
Well, you know, that, you know, it's kind of interesting, that whole House Committee was started originally. I mean, that went through many twists and turns, because it was originally established to investigate Nazis and anti-Semites in America. And then, of course, then it went through kind of some revolutions, and they had different leadership, and times changed, and all of a sudden they were hunting communists. Well, you know, what you have to keep in mind that during the Cold War, and again, this is something we're going to talk about on the show in further detail, and I'm sure it's going to distress a lot of people, but during the Cold War, a lot of the communist hunting was actually, a lot of, well, let's be honest about this. Let's not pull any punches. A lot of wealthy and influential Zionists were targeting Stalinists in this country because there was a perception based upon historical reality that Stalin had broken with the Jewish interests and influences in Russia and was weeding them out of his government. So that way there was a growth here in the United States of certain interests and influences that wanted to move against Stalin. And that was an aspect of the Cold War that a lot of people didn't understand and do not understand to this day. However, what's interesting about it is that in Russia today, there is widespread and open discussion about that. Americans, because Russian is such a different language, it's such a different culture, Americans and Russians are not quite always in sync. That's probably part of the problem we had in the first place in the Cold War. But you'd be amazed to know how so many people in Russia today are in agreement with so many people in the United States today. The people who listen to the Republic Broadcasting Network. This whole legend, you know, there's certain groups, certain societies out there that are promoting the idea that the KGB is still this evil communist influence that's hiding under the bed, getting ready to restore a Soviet empire. I'm here to tell you nothing could be further from the truth.
Well, we don't have to register communists. We could start with ACLU members, and we could get some of these House Committee of Un-American Activity members together and reestablish Executive Order 10450, Sections 8 through 11, and reset government standards for government employees so that they respect their oaths. Because this is a republic, not an empire, and if they don't know that,
part of the problem there is, you know, I'm not sure who's going to enforce the loyalty oath, because you know, when we have people in our at the highest levels of our government who are totally corrupt, I'm not sure they're the ones to enforce the loyalty oath.
Well, then the Second Amendment is the only other thing that protects the First Amendment, because a year ago I was put in jail for absolutely no reason. All I did was call a talk show and mention the word payola. That's all I did. And I was thrown in jail so fast.
Well, see, that's part of the problem. Again, it comes down to this problem that we have so many corrupt people, you know, that in our government that we can't do anything about it.
Well, I appreciate programs like yours because you give me the liberty to discuss the JFK assassination
Spencer, I appreciate your call because, you know, I tell you what, these calls give us reason to think about things, you know?
That's the
important part about it.
Okay, well, if you ever find out where they came up with the 6 million figure, please let us know.
Well, we're going to talk about that, like I say, in real detail.
Okay, good. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you for calling, Spencer. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper on the Republic Broadcasting Network. If you want to call in here, we have a few minutes left tonight. And the phones are wide open. It's 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Yeah, Spencer's an interesting caller there because he's done some independent investigation into the JFK assassination on his own, and he's provided me some information that that I find thought provoking. You know, I mean, I titled my book in the subject "Final Judgment," and I don't pretend to have the final judgment. But I'm always open to new ideas and new opinions, and that's what it's all about. Okay, we have Mike calling from Arizona. Mike, come on up.
Yes. Good evening.
How you doing tonight, Mike?
I am great today. And earlier in the week, you were talking about that you had contacted a senator and was asking them about their stand on this United Arab Emirates thing, and then you went into if he was against the Israeli firm guarding our nuclear plant.
Right, exactly.
Okay, do you happen to have handy the name of that Israeli firm, please?
The Israeli firm is Magal,
M-A-G-A-L. M-A...
That's the firm that's guarding the nuclear plants, and they also guard Chicago's O'Hare Airport.
And that was MAGAL.
Yeah, you can I'll tell you where I first got the information myself. I'd like to claim that I'm this intrepid investigative reporter, but like I always say, all I do is just keep my eyes open, my eyes and ears open, and spot this material. It's out there for anyone who wants to find it. Well, I found it in a magazine called Homeland Security Today, and then I did my own research on the internet. And this company, MAGAL, Magal, is the company that does it. You can find all the information you want right on the internet. Every listener out there can. And you know, I think we need to, you know, bring our public officials to bear on this. We need to make them explain this. And, you know, they're going to say, oh, it's one of our allies. We're going to say to them, America has no allies. No foreign government, no foreign company should be in charge of our nuclear facilities, particularly a country like Israel that their nuclear facilities are at the whole root of the Middle East problem we have today. So, Mike, follow that information on your own. Don't take my word on it.
Very good. Thank you. God bless you. Have a great
weekend. All right, Mike, thanks for your call. We got a Texan by the name of John. John, why don't you come on up?
Hello.
How are you doing tonight, John?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Hey, listen, I sent you an email today about down here in San Antonio, John Hagee, John Hagee's buddies there, and Jerry Falwell has set up some kind of a lobbying organization, Christian lobbying organization for Israel.
Okay, well, I hadn't checked my email, but I appreciate you sending it. And, you know, I had actually heard about that. Yeah, they, frankly, to tell you the truth, I think that's probably, let's face it, just another fundraising scam for them.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Yeah, but, you know, it's they don't need to set up another organization. It's just another gimmick for them to attract the attention of the Israeli lobby and to show their obedience there. So
yeah, and kind of like old Moon does, you know, set up about over 1,000 companies and corporations and organizations to funnel funds and deceive people.
That's exactly what it is, John. Well, listen, I appreciate your call and I appreciate your email. I'll look out for it. Let's move on to. Is it Baras from Austin?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Did I get that pronunciation right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. What's going on tonight?
I had a few problems with some of the things. With the previous caller, when he said the whole 6 million thing, was he talking about the number of people killed in the Holocaust?
He's asking about the number. What's the origin of it?
Okay, see, here's my problem. I respect a lot of the things that are said on this network, but one thing that I have a problem with is this constant balkanization of our numbers along ethnic and religious lines. I think it does a disservice to us. I think we're enough of a minority as it is, and we need to stop talking about Jews or gay people or people that are unchristian. We need to unite ourselves behind these problems. I think that when you start entertaining essential Nazi sympathizers who say that the numbers in the Holocaust were not 6 million, we do ourselves a disservice and we open ourselves up to criticism from elements that want to call us racist. I think it's completely morally repugnant to deny the numbers of the Holocaust.
Well, I tell you what, we'll talk about that after the break. I hear the music coming up here. We do have a couple more callers with a few minutes remaining, so hang on the line, please. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Okay, folks, this is Michael Collins Piper back with you on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We have a caller from Austin, or is it Houston, Baroth, who made the point that he considers it morally repugnant for someone to question that 6 million figure. Well, you know, here's the problem with that. As I was emphasizing earlier, I wrote a book on the Kennedy assassination that had nothing to do with the Holocaust, you know, had absolutely nothing to do with any 6 million figure or 5 million or 4 million. And the Israeli lobby in this country kicked up a major ruckus to try to prevent me from speaking on a college campus. saying that I was a Holocaust denier because I happened to be associated with people who had raised questions about the Holocaust. I find it morally repugnant for the Israeli lobby to lie and try to distract attention from what I wrote. I also find it morally repugnant for the Israeli lobby to keep raising the issue of the Holocaust to try to distract attention from their nuclear escalation in the Middle East and for their treatment of the Palestinians and for, you know, all the other crimes that the government of Israel is responsible for. As I've been saying, I'm tired of hearing about the Holocaust. I don't care whether the number is 6 or 6 million. The number is irrelevant because, as Professor Norman Finkelstein has said, the Holocaust is being used as a club, a political club, to keep people in line in this country to support Israel. And you know what? The New York Post this week called Professor Finkelstein a Holocaust denier. And this is a guy whose parents were in concentration camps in Germany. And he doesn't dispute the 6 million figure, but he is being called a Holocaust denier. So Baras, I understand where you're coming from, but I think what you're doing is falling into the Zionist game of being manipulated to play along with their attempts to and engage in thought control in this country. What do you have to say?
With respect to you, what I was saying earlier was that there are elements on this network that make it a point of singling out ethnic groups, and particularly Jews, because they have their own deeply seated hatred towards that community, and I don't understand why anyone would want to split up our ranks.
Well, I'm not sure what ranks you're talking about, because
there are Jewish people that speak out against the New World Order. There are Jewish people that speak out against
I
think that we do a disservice to ourselves when we say things like the numbers in the Holocaust. And that, first of all, I think it's wrong when anyone's free speech is stifled, under the aegis of tolerance or whatever. I'm not disputing that, but there are elements in the movement that say things like that, and it is completely wrong. We have to have a sense of justice and speak out against all atrocities. And it's not just Israel that does these things. I mean, you know, if you want to talk about Israel like it's some colonial state, I mean, what about the history of our country? The forefathers, you loud, practiced biological warfare against the Native Americans.
Well, listen, Baras, I'm part American Indian myself, and I've made this point to people from the Israeli lobby who badgered me about my views on the Holocaust. I say to them, if you want to talk about concentration camps, let's talk about what's happening to the American Indians right now.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, I hear that music coming up, and that means we're coming up to a close here, but I would say, Baras, and to everybody else here, let's not get caught up in the emotion of the thing. Let's look at the facts, and if it turns out it's not 6 million, we should be allowed to say it. But that's not the issue. The issue is free speech. Ladies and gentlemen, we got another week of free speech coming up here on this program, and certainly for the rest of the evening here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Thanks for tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper, and apologies to all those callers who didn't make it in tonight. Try next week. We'll be wide open for calls.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.